Hey CRM, this is Derek McElhenney with your next paycheck podcast called On a Tandem Bike with Jesus. Imagine you're bicycle shopping. Pause. If you don't like bikes, first imagine you enjoy riding bicycles. Now the thing to do these days is to get a nice beach cruiser with the super chill paint job and that iconic shape everybody loves. Already some of you are like, what? What about a mountain bike, or a banana bike, or an Indian bicycle, or a Harley, or a crotch rocket? Well, I saw two people riding their pedal bikes the other day, and the first thing I noticed was the amazingly bright yellow beach cruiser, and then I noticed another was riding a mountain bike. I am noticing this all while we are starting to drive up a hill. I thought, gosh, I wonder if the cruiser will make it, and maybe they should both have a mountain bike. My next thought was, gosh, the guy on the mountain bike is so well prepared for the journey ahead of him, and thus, this message came about. Isn't your journey through life like a very long bike ride? Sometimes it's easy, downhill, cruising, or just flat. Then out of nowhere, you're starting to go up a hill, and life is getting a little difficult. Then something comes along, and the hill you're trying to pedal through gets steeper. Spending time with Christ makes that journey like riding a mountain bike versus a beach cruiser. As the hill gets tougher, the mountain bike will let you shift down a gear to make pedaling uphill easier. The more time I have spent in my Bible, worshiping, or in prayer, I find at times life has been easier to deal with. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. The Bible is filled with countless examples and reminders of hardships and stories that we can all turn to when life is more like pedaling up a difficult hill than cruising smoothly downhill. I am never perfect in remembering to rely on Christ or his teachings. I have not been perfect in the past in treating others with grace and dignity. One of the things God is continuously pressing on me over the last year is that some of the financial struggles I've been facing currently are part of my past decisions to buy things I didn't need and knew I didn't have to have, but bought anyways. Society has trained me that the newest cell phone, vehicle, expensive clothes, etc. are more important than preparing for the journey. This doesn't just pertain to money. My health and not eating the things I should, or the correct portions, or participating in the correct amount of daily exercise to match the food intake, my social life not being Christ-centered on my responses and how I treat people, my home spending the time needed to maintain it instead of binging 3 hours of TV. Are you familiar with the tandem bike? It's essentially a two-seater bicycle. We should strive to be riding a tandem mountain bike with Jesus leading the way.